Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, parents. With summer just around the corner, it's time to keep those kiddos busy. La Garza Summer Camp has got you covered, from scoring big in their sports camps to getting creative in the steam lab to cooking up some fun in the kitchen. What? They've got the ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid. Don't let boredom strike. Register now at lagarzasports.org and use the code ALICE, just A-L-I-C-E, for $50 off today. You said some people were texting in about Medicare,
just
Medicaid.
Real quick, the difference. Where did that go? 415 says Medicare is when you're old, Medicaid is when you're poor.
Oh.
That's from 415.
How poor do you have to be on Medicaid?
510 says, you got the window seat at Kokari.
Oh, we did. Yes, that is the table that I want. They call it the Willie Brown table. It's a great table.
Do?
Yeah, you sit in armchairs, which is, they're so comfortable, and then you're right in the window and you watch people walk by on the street. It's so... It's lovely. The
Willie
light's
Brown.
Nice. It's, yeah, the Willie Brown.
That's funny.
I know. Well, Hooman spoiled me. Every time I go there with Hooman, I get to sit there. If I go there by myself, nah, I'm in the back rooms.
Right.
Just, you know, crammed in with everybody else.
I was in early on when Christina and I were first dating, we were in a nice restaurant here in the city.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can hear two people booming above the whole hustle and bustle of a restaurant, and it was Willie Brown and me.
Oh, were you guys having a conversation across the room with each other?
It's just, I'm just loud, and she, and no, you mean me and Willie? No,
yeah,
she could just hear who Willie was talking to, but hear him, and she, and my
of course,
side,
there you are,
there,
right?
I am. I thought, well, there you go.
You know, I'm used to your voice, and you know, I'm not exactly a soft talker myself, but. It was never starker than when we were on that bus going back to the long-term parking from Las Vegas, where, you know, she's
what
saying...
What are
she,
you talking about?
We're,
that never happened.
Okay.
None of
you know
this
what,
happened.
Fine. All right. It was hysterical. She's leaning in like, I'm going to the back and put the stuff in the car and move someone to the house. And Vinny is just... Yeah, we're going to the house. Amazing. I'm like, wow, that is...
So I'm Animal from the Muppets now.
How did you know? I'm going to listen. I like this. I think it's fun. And, you know, people are in a bad basketball mood today here in the Bay Area. So why not? Let's just do this. Luke Combs. He's the guy who just did the cover, the huge year with the cover of the Tracy Chapman song.
Yeah.
Fast Car. He is a huge women's basketball fan, it turns out.
So a lot of people are coming to that, and it's nice to see.
Yeah. So Caitlin Clark was just drafted first in the WNBA draft Monday night. An historic college career at Iowa. And as I'm reading about it, I have some stats and stuff for you, too. It's just like incredible. I didn't really know. I'm not watch. I don't watch men's basketball, I don't watch women's basketball. I'm psyched that there's a women's basketball league. I think she's great for this sport.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. Everyone thinks that.
Right. Like, I can't tell you. The only other name I can really just pull out of my hat, and I don't even know if I have it right, Brittany Griner. Right, that chick. That's the only other name.
She was also a really big star in college and won a couple March Madness with, I think it was Baylor. Mm. So she had a really historic career. But the thing, the difference right now, and I'm not an expert on all this stuff, but I'll say when they opened it up so the kids who are in school can now make money and do commercials, that made an entirely different world for someone like Caitlin Clark, who is a big star, and now suddenly she can cash in on it.
And she can put her face in front of the world.
Right. So here's women's sports on the come up. Now suddenly she's able to do commercials and get paid. And frankly, part of the thing that many people were like, why wouldn't you stay in college and make another million or more for another year? Because she had another. And for the sports, like that progress, the momentum they have right now, she did what was right for women's sports. Probably not what was right for her. She's going to go from making, and I don't know the amount. Maybe you have it. Do you have it?
I have some numbers for you, but I don't know, you know, so many sources.
Let's just say if she did some commercials and whatever she did, she made $1 million just for the simple number of. She's going to go into the WNBA and make between $50,000 and $75,000 a year.
I have the exact numbers that she'll be
tell
making.
Us.
But we'll get to it.
Okay.
All right. So, but she can still get sponsorship money in the WNBA.
Yes, but, and hopefully that's the momentum I'm talking about.
Right. Like the people who supported her through college, I'm sure are like, we are on the right train, guys.
And from what I heard, because of Caitlin Clark going to Indiana, they're going to get nationally televised games.
That's
because
great.
She's got some marketability right now.
14 million people tuned into
and so let's
games.
All keep our fingers crossed that this momentum can continue and young women coming up do have great opportunity in athletics. Because otherwise, basketball at $50,000 a year is not a, you do that because
you
love
you
it.
You could, you know, you could be a teacher and be like, and I'll do this for many years. You know, these sports careers are not forever. And I think that, I can't remember who it was who retired at age 39 or something and sort of had, like, he retired as a quarterback. I can't remember who it was. He was 39. He jumps out and he's like, I looked around and I realized I'm 40.
I'm young. I want to say it was Favre, but...
I think it might have been Brett Favre.
But either way, I do. Yeah, I remember that quote because, right.
Yeah.
As a football player,
ancient.
You're ancient. And as in the world, you're just another
guy.
You
go in and you're just like, yeah, oh, by the way, I'm still young and fun and I laugh and I do D-picks. You know, I got it all going on. Anyway, Caitlin Clark, drafted number one in the WNBA Monday night. They're saying right now... She's the biggest, like, she is the sports name everyone is talking about right now. But even she was a little starstruck. They showed her a video that Luke Combs made for her. So right after she gets drafted, she's backstage standing next to a video monitor and Luke pops up on the monitor. And she's like, oh! Turns out she's a big fan of his too. He says, I just want to say congratulations on being the number one pick in the WNBA draft. That is incredible. I can speak for everybody all across the United States and around the world probably that we've enjoyed watching you these past couple years. He ended it by congratulating her again and saying, you earned it. Can't wait to see you out there. She turns with a big smile and goes, Luke Combs, that's my favorite artist of all time. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate him. That's amazing. I was not expecting that. Gushing.
Right.
So in the history of collegiate basketball, all of it, Caitlin has scored more points than any man or woman ever, which is so crazy. Like, what a stat. And there she is still blushing at seeing Luke Combs. She's all, she's like awesome. So, and I go, all right, I'll bite. What are the 10 awesome facts? And they're just throwing a lot of numbers at me. But what I will say is that She was the number one pick, and financially, it's pretty pitiful what she'll be making. Now, she's a rookie, and like you said, there's people who are in the league and saying, yeah, come on, let's see how you do.
Well, she's going to be playing with grown women now, mm-hmm. and their college sports are funny. There was a time, I can't think, Cam Newton, do you remember that name?
Sure.
Obviously, he's a man, but the year he played at Auburn, he was so much freaking better than everybody on the field that he was just the team the whole time. Mm. It was, I mean, he doesn't play defense, but I mean, he was that good,
right.
That much better. And you do see that in college sports. There are those guys destined to be superstar pro athletes, right. Who will end up in the Hall of Fame because they're that much better than everyone else. And so she's that. She's just better than, you know, she carried her team. She has other good players, but
yep.
She was the one. Right.
So now she will make over the next, and I have the 4-year amount and the breakdown of the next 4 years. But you pretty much hit it on the head. She's actually on the high end of what they're paying a rookie in the WNBA. $76,000 for that first year.
And that's high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at other things. They're saying, you know, 50 to 75 was exactly the quote that you said. And they, you know, that's if you're a high drafted, and I'm sure there's people far lower than that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's the.
But if you're drafted in, and that's, and listen, $75,000, you're in your early 20s. Good for you. That's wonderful. Man, these are short flash careers.
Well, I hope she was able to pocket a couple million in college, because that's the kind of money, if you put it in the right place, can grow to be your retirement.
So 76,000 the first year, 78 the second year, 2026 she'll do 85, and if she makes it to 2027, $97,000 per
that's
year.
It's not bad. It's not pro money though.
It's right. Meanwhile, Victor Wembanyama,
He's new hot rookie for the Spurs. Yes,
he is he was the number one pick last year. For mm-hmm. They haven't done their draft yet, but he was last year's number one. She's making $338,000 if she does all 4 years.
Okay,
for her rookie contract. Victor, the number one pick for the men last year, is making $55 million $55 million. In his first 4 years. The guy who makes the least amount of money in the whole NBA is a guy on the Raptors, Javon Freeman Liberty. His salary this year, $289,000.
Mm-hmm.
He makes the least of anyone in
Listen,
the whole league.
The difference will come when the fans follow. That's going to be the big difference. And I'm not saying that it should be that way, or I'm not defending it, but I'm telling you why it is.
It's about a money
viewership
machine, right.
And what people will pay to go see the games in person, and what people will pay or
to advertise on the televised
right,
games.
And that's what is running the whole show.
It's the reality of it. Right. It's water seeking its own level. Mm-hmm. If more eyeballs are on it, more money comes your way. But it is still an indignity. There's no question. She will make less in her first 4 years as a pro than 3 NBA mascots make in a single year. Can you name the mascot for the Denver Nuggets?
No.
Yeah, me
either. Wild B. Hickok.
It's Rocky the Mountain Lion.
Okay. That's a lion?
Rocky the Mountain Lion is the, right. Who knew? Denver Nuggets' mascot has an annual salary of, take a wild guess, what does this guy, whoever is in this costume, what does that pay per
100K.
year? $100K. $625,000 a year.
He might be, there are a couple mascots that fully do a show.
And yet, I've never even heard of this
guy.
Yeah,
well, he's for the home crowd.
All right, how about this? Who is the Atlanta Hawks mascot?
You're really just asking. I do not know. A hawk.
It is a hawk.
Okay.
It's Harry the Hawk. And Harry the Hawk pulls down $600,000 a year. How about Chicago?
The one that I know would be, and I don't even know if he's still the mascot, the gorilla for the Warriors, for the Suns.
Oh, I don't, yeah. I'm sure he makes more than
that's
than
the
she
guy
does.
Who used to hit the big, trampoline and, you know, do the dunk show.
Funny. I actually feel like I've seen that.
Yeah, you have. There's a few of them that do the stunts and all the things. And
so Benny the Bull for Chicago, he earns $400,000. That means they make more.
Poor.
He's poor, but he makes more than anyone in the WNBA. There's no one who makes more than Benny the Bull.
This is what I will say to you right now. Start supporting it. Turn it on. Watch the games, or at least put them on when you're at home on your TV, so they're getting some recognition for being on, because that's how they're going to get, that's how this tide will turn, is by people supporting them.
How much does the highest paid WNBA player make in the whole league? There are three here that are mentioned. Dawana Bonner, Elena Del Don, and Skylar Diggins-Smith.
That's funny. I don't know any of those names. I know
these
Candace Parker.
Yeah, these are the three highest paid.
I don't know them. I'm going to say $250,000.
$225,000.
Okay.
About $225,000 a year. Endorsements do help. Caitlin is already well into the millions. She is earning around $3.4 million a year. But the pay gap is still pretty crazy. A lot of ball players in general make tons of money for playing, but they make just ridiculous gobs of money for the endorsements that they're.
And during football season, you couldn't get away from
Travis Kelce.
Right. Oh my God, dude. Say no to a commercial once in a while.
No. I will not, my friend.
Oh my goodness.
I won't do it. I say no to nothing.
Right.
Anyway, Caitlin's earning around $3.4 million. And that will continue. So there are opportunities for these people to make money, but you're not wrong. Even as I was thinking it, I'm like, wow, if I only cared about basketball, I probably would watch women over men, but I just don't care. And that's, that's just who I am.
And that's the part where they got to get the support,
right,
and have the following. And maybe this is I think everybody's hoping this is the tipping point.
Let's hope. I feel that way. I felt like women's soccer made some really big strides in the last few years. And, they have still not closed a pay gap, but they haven't closed the audience gap either. And so
I have a question you probably can't answer, so I won't. I'll look it up myself. But I wonder if she will be part of the Olympic team this summer.
She has been invited to try out. That's, they put a team together and everybody's got
the team's not already together.
Apparently not.
That's
the thing I read. Hold on, let me see if I have more on that. Because
the men have already been practicing, sure.
Hang on. She's been invited to practice with Team USA this spring leading up to the Olympics in Paris, which are like 100 days away or something. If she makes it, it wouldn't be the first time that she went. She's been on the junior team before. Junior national team most recently in 2021. But
there is
a team together and she's like, they're like, come practice with us. And maybe there's a guard going, why though?
Well, there's another opportunity to raise that bar and get more eyes on that sport. And there's money in that for them. Advertising, Johnny Mosley, United States American hero.
Yes.
He's a guy who's made a lot of money being a skiing champion, and he still is able to paid on his Olympic success.
And, right.
He reps Toyota and he does Warren Miller and he does and he used to have, I think it was Sprint. Didn't he do their commercials and stuff?
Like, I think so. Yeah. One of those. In fact, just recently he did the one where he fell down into the hole and thank God his Sprint service was working or something, right?
I don't know that dude's financials at all. I have no idea.
He hustles, though. He's always got something, and he does a lot of corporate stuff where people like ski with Johnny for however much.
That's the way.
Yeah, so you got to work.
The Olympics can help Caitlin and other female athletes make bank as well.
I'm looking at some of her records. It's insanity. Just, they say her four-year career at Iowa, most points scored all time by any college player, men or women. 3,951 points. And then she's like, she's the 3-point queen. She's actually like so far ahead of anybody else's. She holds all those records.
Because going way back, now guys don't stay in college. They go in, they do their year, and then they get out. And
well, there you go.
Paid.
Maybe that's it, right?
But they didn't always. They used to stay for 4 years. Larry Bird, you know that name.
Sure.
He's a guy who was in college for at least 3, if not 4 years. Magic Johnson, another dude who played. You know, those names of, I'm surprised that she's passed them, but cool.
Let's see. 548 made 3-pointers. Her 201 3-pointers and, there's a lot to get into really deep into the stats, but she holds the records for everything. Like, she's just, I have to say, this is the most interested I've ever been. And maybe, you know, when she starts playing, if they're televising those games, okay.
She's likable.
Let's take a look.
She's doing, a really good player, and there's momentum. Let's hope it continues. I'm praying for it because I do.
Don't get hurt, Caitlin.
Christina was a basketball player.
Yeah, she loved it.
And so she's someone that she did it in junior college, but didn't continue and decided, I better go,
Let's go get a degree here, right? Yeah. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, let's see here. Well, that's a sponsorship. Sponsorship is coming up.
Excellent.
After
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
But I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, hump day. Download the free Odyssey app. I know we're talking about this a lot, but listen, you crazy Taylor Swift people, you need to know about this. Go get our app. It's at the Google Play Store. It's over there at the Apple App Store. The Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. You get that. Tune in all week for the Tay All Day streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor herself. Make sure to tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m., for the Meeting of the Tortured Poets Department album release special.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sorry, we all forgot Bryn wasn't here.
Yeah. I was waiting for my
Alice Report.
Oh, my God. Oh, hey-ho. Way to go. Don't say anything.
Hilarious.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Oh, I love Fremont Bank.
Fremont Bank first opened their doors in 1964. Now they're doing it again with their new flagship branch in the heart of Fremont, where it all began. The proof of their commitment to the Bay Area can be found at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Swing by and say hello.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right, here's what's happening. So I had to go to bed before the end of the Warriors game, but we lost. We were losing the whole game, though. So it wasn't like I went to bed thinking,
we've got this.
It's locked. I did try to tell myself, you know, there's championship pedigree here. There's another gear maybe they haven't used. I might even have thought to myself, is it possible they've dug this hole for themselves because they like a challenge? Like it's too easy? It turns out it's not the case at all that they lost and we are done. On vacation, everyone. The good news is, you know, SAC has been up and coming for a while and they've got some good young players and, you know, I guess go SAC.
Okay, if we have to.
I'm not going to.
We have some listeners from the Sacramento area and I'm sure that they're extremely excited
right,
about this.
I'm sure they are. They don't have, you know, every team.
Right.
That's their team. Mm-hmm. So there's no question that they're absolutely thrilled about it. And they're all wearing their purple today, I'm sure, and ready for hopefully a long run in the playoffs. And this is their come up. I had an intern when I was working in Oregon, and she was from Sacramento and was a huge Kings fan.
Oh.
Huge. And I thought, I'm sorry. That was then.
They used to lose all the time.
Well,
your home team, right? Sorry.
But now look at them. Look at them go. Way to go.
I guess. Like it.
And you know, Steph Curry's probably making a tee time as we speak.
You know, another great season, right? That's
sure. Well, yeah, no, not really. They were the 10th team, the last play-in game.
And you did just say they basically let everyone in. So.
Yeah, that's true, too. So there's that. Sorry, Warriors fans. We're going on vacation. You hate to hear something like this.
Uh-oh, what?
You know, tax time just passed. Mm-hmm. And for most of us, it's that got to be in by the 15th, get it in the mail.
Yep.
And we did just get it in the mail.
Right.
Me and the missus.
All it has to be is postmarked, right?
Yeah, and I think that, you know.
You guys don't e-file, huh?
I think there's an e-file, but I think we do a mailer as well.
Oh.
Like the payment.
Oh.
Goes in via... Here's a check.
Yeah, no, the IRS just has access to my bank accounts. When I do it, I hit click and take it from this account.
Oh.
It's fully.
You know what? I've stopped doing that whole, all these accounts feed all these accounts.
Yeah,
I'm very worried there'll be
some
problems.
You should be, and I probably should be too. But you know what's easier? That.
There's some things that I've sold where that.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't want that thing to access my account either. I want you to pay me into another spot. I'm worried about that. I don't think any of these companies, and I like my bank. I like all the people of the worlds. Even the Martians.
Not the hackers, though.
No, I don't like the hackers. But right. I think it's probably best we sit and safest to say we like hackers, too. But
you know what that probably is? Yeah. I actually really have a soft spot for hackers.
Right.
Where's the hacking button again? You found that, haven't you?
I have
you,
no
now?
Idea. Look at it. Plain blank bottom.
You know what? I think this is the hacker button. Riley goes to me the other day because we're working on this game. He goes, oh, you just go in here. And there's a place here where you can say more tools. And then you go to developer tools. And now it opens up all the code.
What?
I know. I just figured out how to do it.
You're a hacker.
I am a hacker. So... Well, I'm not a hacker. I wouldn't know what to... I mean, you can't read any of this.
Type some stuff in there and let's see what happens.
I don't want to because this is a story I need later. So, but here's the thing. When you change the code, this is what Riley told me.
You're
changing it on your own computer. You're not changing base code, but you can access... Like that was right. I sort of just kind of remembered how to do that.
So if you type in,
what do I
take me to Alex's bank account, it won't just go there?
Well, I mean, should we try?
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Isn't that funny, though? It's such a crazy, like, oh, that's how you do it. It isn't a button. It's these three dots on the side on Google Chrome.
You say.
I don't really know what it means.
Anyway, H&R Block's software crashed on Monday.
Oh, no. That's a terrible day for it to happen.
Which was the day you're supposed to file your taxes.
Did everyone get
an extension? According to the IRS, tens of millions of people always wait until the last few days to file. I don't know why we do that. I know I never did that alone. As a partnership We got it in on the last day. So I didn't have control over how that got done.
As soon as I get my stuff. Well, my, I don't know about you. I use an accountant, and I'm not using like H&R Block where I got to go to them, or, you know, I get, he reaches out to me and tells me it's time for this.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's get it. And then once I have an appointment on the books, now I know I have to gather the receipts and get all the stuff. And I fill out his worksheet.
And that's why, then that's when you do it.
Yeah.
You do it once you know it's time to do it.
Right.
You don't do it in advance with 3 months to spare.
No.
And wait. H&R Block says the glitch only affected customers who used the downloaded version of their software.
Oh.
Which means that was people at home doing it, right?
And that's even worse.
You don't even have help.
They must sell a software package because I would do it online. H&R Block on their website. You know what I mean?
They say people who use their website or went to an H&R Block office were still able to file, but thousands of people had issues.
Oh.
So anyway, that's
The IRS sounds like they're aware of it, so maybe that will be
They'll give
okay.
you a break. I hope that's the case.
Technology.
Technology lets you down again. It does do that.
I used to go to H&R Block, and I had a great guy.
Oh, you loved that guy.
At the Hillsdale Mall in the Sears.
In the Sears.
In that's, the Sears, the H&R
Block. H&R
Block. It was downstairs.
Yeah.
And that dude, me and him got on great, and he was someone who said, you know, I'm getting ready for retirement, and I've been saving, and I'm going to go to Costa Rica. And I was like,
oh,
that sounds epic.
An expat.
Old guy, just already with
How
a plan.
How old was he?
He's no longer there. He left.
Mm.
So it was.
Do you think he was 65, or was he older than that?
I bet he was 65.
Mm.
But I definitely think that he was someone who knew how to plan and take
care
of...
Well, he was an accountant.
Yeah, I mean,
so
he took care of his financial future. Right. Most of us are blindly saving and crossing our fingers.
Exactly.
Well, you're not, you liar.
I am. I'm not allowed to.
You've got people helping you.
I do have
you.
People, but they're not helping me. They're helping John. I do the bills. I do. But I don't... I don't want to know... What it's like the other day when you were talking about the net desk or net something. There was some stock. I'm like, oh my God, it sounds great. It's just so, and I'm like, we should buy some of this, you guys. And they send me back like, we do have that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that?
That's funny because wait.
Hold on. I can probably look.
I can't. Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, anyway.
A 35-year-old man was arrested after he... This is one of those stories where you go, okay, you can't get out of your own way. You're Antonio, you're just destined to spend time in jail. Is that it? You ding-dong.
NVIDIA.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes, NVIDIA's the hot... They're hot.
Yeah.
And they're local. And NVIDIA,
hello,
again.
NVIDIA.
Once again, I want to thank them. They supported our Toys for Tots drive every
for
year.
For years.
Every
like
year.
Good people over there.
Came out, gave us stuff, contributed, hung.
Mm. Yeah, that, wanted that, to be a part of it. It was beautiful.
That's the kind of support that you can't, that's why I can't thank you enough for the support. And you probably knew the whole time you were going to be the next big thing. And there you are helping anyway.
Right.
Thanks, NVIDIA.
Yeah, thank you, NVIDIA. All right, I'm so sorry. I lost the thread of what you were saying because I was looking up what stupid stock I was.
A 35-year-old man named Antonio Rosario was arrested after he flew into an unhinged rage at Dunkies in New York City.
Oh, boy, an unhinged... So we got a donut store, a New Yorker, and an unhinged rage. This is a...
A worker called 911 and explained that it started when Antonio demanded 6 pumpkin donuts.
Pumpkin donuts?
6 pumpkin donuts. Now, I don't know.
It feels like the wrong season for that.
This may have been an older story. Maybe he's just getting into jail now. I'm not sure.
All right.
It's on my desk as of today.
All right.
This just happened as I'm getting the story right now. But anyway, demand 6 pumpkin donuts. Now, that might be one of those cake donuts with orange topping and just a, I don't know. Or is it made with pumpkin?
I don't know. I suppose you could have like sort of a pumpkin pie tasting or pumpkin spice tasting donut. It doesn't, you know, we shouldn't yuck his yum, I guess, but he sounds like he desperately needs
it. I'm allowed to not like it without, you know, him and I having it. Well, then again, he pulled a gun on the people at the donut store.
Oh, my God, he pulled a gun at a donut store?
He demanded 6 pumpkin donuts. They had only 5 to sell them. He said, and they said, there's nothing we can do. And he said, you make them.
Oh.
You're going to bleep and make me another one. At that point, Antonio storms out and comes back in with a gun.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, no one was hurt. The cops showed up and arrested him.
Oh, the cops weren't already there?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Good one. But
thanks.
It's
out sick today.
Right. And he did have a loaded semi-automatic gun on him. He also has a record.
Great. A loaded semi-automatic and a record. This is getting better and better.
7 years in prison.
So he didn't shoot anyone.
No, but he's a convicted felon who's not supposed to have a gun at all. And this is, I mean, maybe he's got really, truly severe mental problems, but you would think you'd be able to put together that you don't want to go back to jail. And donuts aren't.
Yeah.
I mean,
worth going back for. Now he doesn't get any of the donuts, even the 5 that were available.
He's served time twice before, once for attempted murder.
Oh, my.
Oh, here it is. He just pleaded guilty. So he.
Oh, I see.
That's why the story just comes out. So it may have been back in October or November, but he just pleaded guilty. He's going to be sentenced in July.
Oh, boy.
But there's a guy who needs to be off the street. If you think pulling a gun makes sense with your record, knowing what you'd be facing, and having been through the system before, you clearly need to be out of the population.
Right.
The general public needs to
not have you
cross your path.
Right. I just wanted to go get some donuts and not have my life be threatened. That's terrible. I hate that story on a lot of levels. You know, people do get hangry. I understand that.
Yeah.
But then running out to your car to get your semi-automatic gun and brandishing it in
at a donut store.
At a donut store.
I make donuts, man.
Yeah. I don't even make them. I just sell them.
Right.
You know, the whole time to make the donuts thing, that's BS. I don't even think there's a kitchen back there. They'd like deliver the donuts that I'm going to sell that day.
And now I don't know how it works.
Oh.
If it's a, you know, if Dunkies, I haven't been to a Dunkies in 100,000 years, but I'm assuming there's either you're a tongs guy or you're a gloved hand guy.
Mm.
But you also have that for the single donut stash instead of the box.
Yes. Yeah.
There's some skill.
Yeah.
There. I don't know.
Right. I mean, and plus in the morning when everyone's there lined up for their coffee and there, I mean, you really gotta, let's get this line moving.
One donut, you got it.
How much is one donut at Dunkin' Donuts?
I have no idea. I told you, I don't go buy donuts. Do you?
No, absolutely not.
I will eat one, but no, I don't, I have no idea. Let's see if any texters send that in.
Let's see. A half dozen donuts. How much is a half a dozen donuts?
$5.
$15.
Oh, boy.
Hold on a second. This can't be right. I'm going to say there's a DunkinDonuts.com here. You can get a dollar donut if you buy a medium or larger coffee. So their donuts are $2.50 is my guess.
Wow.
Yeah, a donut. That's crazy.
So it sounds like Antonio wanted to go back to jail in New York. I agree.
Yep, it sounds like he did. And maybe they stock the pumpkin.
Or he's that truly unhinged. And if that's the case, then good. They need to put him in jail.
Right. Guy needs to be out of the gen pop.
650 says, Vin, I blame Sarah and Bryn for the Warriors losing. Why would they have a reunion with Holman the day of the Warriors game?
Oh,
they totally jinxed us.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'll take that one. We definitely did talk about basketball.
Oh, boy. Okay. I need to not get sucked into that question.
Oh. Well, now I'm interested.
Don't question.
What's the question?
Why isn't Aho talking? We've said, we've addressed this, and there's a union, and there's some realities that we have always dealt with.
Right. We are in a union, and you need to.
There can only be so many employees, and there's only said blah, 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 blah.
Contract with the station. It's a whole thing.
It's a bummer. We love Aho. He's right here.
He's right here. Hey,
Aho. Reach over and high five him.
I'm going to hug him during the break.
Hug him.
I love that guy.
Hug him hard.
I will. And his weird little things he would say.
I mean, would that feel like too? No, don't say that. Never mind.
Don't talk. He does know how to word, though.
Yeah, he does.
In case anyone's worried about
it. Oh, that's one of his great nuggets.
Nowadays, though, he's got to keep it on the down low.
I told him all along, I hope you're saving your tapes. You've had some brilliant moments, and I'm sure he hasn't. He nods and says, oh, yeah, Vin, I got it. And then I can see it in him. He's like, no, I didn't get that.
Don't worry. Brain can find it for you.
Okay.
That guy's magic.
Pepsi is recalling zero sugar product because it was actually filled with sugar.
What? What?
Pepsi is recalling more than 230 cases of Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale.
Oh.
Because it's chock full of sugar. You know, the part of the problem with this is someone who's drinking ginger ale is not only avoiding the sugar, but avoiding the caffeine and anything else that might be in a soda. So they might have dietary restrictions or
whatever.
They
might be a diabetic. That could be. Well, 230 cases isn't 230 million things of it.
Right.
So what happened? They just
say
filled the wrong cans?
Effects products that were shipped to Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Oh, there you go. You guys are all
okay. We'll be fine. But that is, it's interesting. I guess just the wrong cans got filled. Or the wrong juice got squirted in.
You know, I'll tell you something, and I don't mean to share this in a, like, torturous way, but my daughter has food restrictions. She's got IBD, which it's Crohn's, it's colitis. There's a few different things that it could be, but it's
sort of under the umbrella of this IBD.
It's very real,
right.
And food is a serious thing for us in our house. And that's the kind of thing that could make her really sick.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very careful about the things we allow her near. And it's given her some anxiety.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
So she's also
she's
like,
out in the world and you're not there, you know, hovering over
you're
her.
You're using my butter, right? You're using like she's.
Oh,
it's a side effect of having dietary restrictions. I'm sure someone who has that stuff's like, oh, my God.
Right.
It's hard to trust. You hope that, you know, I've definitely ordered drinks in a place where I don't drink alcohol, if you don't know that. And so I've ordered drinks and I pass them to someone and say, taste that for me.
Right. This looks suspicious.
I just have them taste it no matter what.
That's good. I remember that happening at the one place we were at.
You were there.
Yeah. You ordered a raspberry lemonade and you went white, Vinny. Like it was
the second that I took a sip through a straw, the second it hit my tongue, I knew it had alcohol. Luckily, I didn't even take a full mouthful.
Right.
It was just covered my tongue, but it was enough to make me push the drink away. And then I started fretting.
Yeah.
Like, oh, can I handle this?
Right.
Yikes. And I did. Luckily, thankfully.
Right.
I have a process and dealt with it, but got to be careful.
So scary,
what you
though. That's
buy,
right.
What you,
right. Somebody else's mistake can undo you.
Sacramento now has the A's for 2 to 3 years, says 510. So they do have two teams.
Okay.
Go Sacramento A's then, I guess.
Right. And, goodbye. Vegas.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tay, all day.
Alice at
blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.